This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal, everybody. You know, one hates to start the new year off. And yes, I know we are already halfway through the first week, but you know what I mean. Nobody wants to begin 2023 with the Federal Reserve wagging its monetary policy finger at us again. But that is where we find ourselves today. The central bank released the minutes of its December meeting today, and hawkish is the word you're looking for here. Financial market slang for being real, real worried about inflation. The minutes show Chair Powell and his colleagues promising amongst themselves to do what it takes to get inflation back down to its target of 2%, basically no matter how long it takes, the minutes show. It's not a surprise. Powell has been saying that every chance he gets, but seeing it in print somehow focuses the mind, I suppose. One of the other things that Powell talks about a whole lot is the labor market and how robust it is, wage gains included. Speaking of which, 23 states raised their minimum wage on New Year's Day, either by legislation or voter referendum or through an automatic cost of living increase to existing wages. Those raises range from 23 cents in Michigan to an extra buck and a half in Nebraska. That's per hour, obviously. The Economic Policy Institute figures more than 8 million people got an increase, which will help, inflation being what it is. Thing is, though, that wages have been going up overall in this tight labor market, about 5% over the past year. So do minimum wage increases really help all that much? Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
Lately, low-wage workers in sectors like fast food and hospitality have been able to insist on much more than their local minimum wage.
These workers have seen their wages increase at a higher pace, actually, than workers at the higher end of the income spectrum.
Says Molly Kinder, a fellow at the Brookings Institution. But in the coming year, many economists expect the job market to weaken.
It's entirely possible that workers will not have the same leverage to command pay increases as they did in 2022.
She says raising the minimum wage ensures wage gains aren't lost during an economic downturn. And even in a tight labor market,
there's always going to be some group of workers that are making that minimum wage.
David Cooper is with the Economic Policy Institute.
Maybe those folks have limited job options because of a disability or a health condition. Maybe they have transportation restrictions. Maybe they have childcare restrictions.
Cooper says raising the wage floor protects those workers who don't have as much weight to throw around. The catch, according to Michael Strain with the American Enterprise Institute, is that boosting the minimum wage can mean fewer low-wage and entry-level job openings.
I think now would be a bad time to increase the costs to employers of hiring those workers.
The federal minimum wage, by the way, is not increasing. It stands at $7.25 an hour, where it's been since 2009. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.